Good evening, Rabbi Yisrael. We welcome you to another wonderful Chumash here. We are holding in Parshas Kisavoy by Shlishi. Hayoyim hazeh, Hashem leikecho mitzavcho lasay sezachukim ha'ele v'yasa mishpotim. On this day, Hashem leikecho is mitzavayu, commands you to do the chukim, these chukim and the mishpotim, v'shamarta v'yasisa oisam b'chol levavcho v'chol nafshecho. You shall observe them and perform them and do them with your whole heart and with your whole nefesh, your whole soul. Zot Rashi, Hayoyim hazeh Hashem Elokecho mitzavcho. On this day Hashem Elokecho is mitzavayu. V'chol yoyim yiyu beinecha chadoshim. Every single day has to be in your eyes as if it's new. Ke'ilu boi bayoyim nitztavis aleim. Ke'ilu today, on this day, you were commanded about it. V'shamarta v'yasisa isom. You shall do them. You shall observe it and do them. Bas koil mivarchosoi. The bas koil is mivarchim. Hevesa bikurim hayoyim tizke lishona habo or tishne lishona habo. There's different gesoyis here. The bas kills mevorach the person, it benches the person. You brought bikurim today, so either you'll repeat it tishne the next year, or you'll be zoich the next year to do it. You'll be tizke, you'll be zoich the next year to do it. It's interesting. The bas kills mevorachim. Bas kills mevorachim. The banishim is mevorachim. What's the pshat baskel mivarchosai? Yesh line was it? Okay. Pasuk Yud Zayin es Hashem lehemarta hayoyim. Hashem separated you today. Like the Targum says, hemarta is yos Hashem chatavto. It's a lashon of chativa. The Rebbeinu Shlom separated you. We're going to see with Rashi what it says, what it means. Let's see Rashi right away. There's no other pasuk that brings a raya to this in the pesukim. There's no meaning. This is the, it's unique. This word hemarta hemircha. We're gonna see later. The li nira. I think the pshat is shu lashon afrosh of yavdola. It's a lashon of separating. Hivdalti lecha melo hey anecher lias lecha leilokim. The Bnei Shalom separated you from foreign gods, that he should be to you for Elokim. V'hu efrishcha elav me'am ya'oretz li'es loy li'am segula. And he separated you from all the nations of the land to be to him as an am segula. U'matzasi lahem, or as a dover achar, another pshat, matzasi lahem aid. I did find another pasuk like that, a raya to that. V'hu lashon teferes. It's a lashon of glorifying, a lashon of teferes. Like it says, Yisamru kol poyalei oven. In Tehillim Tzadik, Dalid, Dalid. So Hemarta is a lashon of a shevach, the Sivzicham is Marzbir. Like it says, Yisamru kol poyalei oven. What does that mean? Yishtapchu, they should be blessed. Shedarkun salecha. Because their path, their derech is matzliach. That's a Rashi in Chagigo, Daf Gimel Amar Aleph says. So the lashon Yisamru is the same lashon over here. A lashon of Hemarta or Hemircha is the same lashon, comes from that. Oh, says Hashem emarta hayoyim. Hashem, lefi the first pshat in Rashi, separated you today. Liyais lecha lelokim, to be to you for elokim. V'laleches bedrachov, to go into in his derech, in his way. V'lishmar chukov, and to be shomer, observe his chukim. U'mitzvoisav, and his mitzvahs. U'mishpatov, and his mishpatim. V'lishmoya bekoiloi, and to listen to the Ribbono Shel Olam's voice. It's interesting. V'lishmoya b'koyle, the Targum says u'lekabola b'meimrei. What does it mean? Lishmoya, shmiya, to hear. So pashtus it means pashut shmiya, listening, right? Zok the Targum no kabola b'meimrei. Pshat to be makabel. It means to accept upon yourself. It's not a pashut to shmiya of just listening. No, lekabola b'meimrei, pashut to be makabel on it. To makabel it upon yourself. Vashem. The one who means parasha,
part of the Kabbalah, including in the Shmiah.
It's the Kabbalah included in the Shmiah. Because there is a vote. L'maisa, the Chaim Shmuel Levi says, right? It says Mashmur Shamu Bo, Yishma Yisrael. It says Yishma. What Mashmur Shamu Bo? Kriyas Yamsu Mechamas Amalek. So what do you mean? The whole V'loi Kol Ha'olam Kulam Shamu. But he's the only one that heard. Everybody heard. So Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz always used to say he der heard. What does it mean der heard? Der heard is a Yiddish word. It means it's more than just heard. Everybody heard, but they did nothing about it. Lo Asa Kulam, they didn't do anything. But no, he heard and he acted upon it. That's der. That's why when I was seeing, it's interesting. That's why I noticed the targum. It says l'shmoy b'koyle. So the targum l'kabola b'memri. L'shmoy is usually he could say shmiya. He's the targum. What's l'kabola b'memri? It's a different shmiya. It's kabola. It's on kabola. Internalizing it, right? Accept it. To internalize it. That's a good word. That's a good word. Kabola is to internalize it. That's very good. Okay. Vashem Hemircha Hayoim, and Hashem separated you today. Lihiyo Slayli Am Segula, to be for him to as an Am Segula. Kasher Dibre Loch, like he spoke to you. Now, what's an Am Segula? So the Targum says La Am Chabiv, to an Am Chabiv, a precious nation. Lashon of Chiba, Chaviv. Hashem wants you to be. What's an Am Segula? Am Chabiv, very very Choshev, Chaviv to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Kasher Dibre Loch, as he spoke to you. The lishmar kol mitzvois of, and to be shomer, to observe all his mitzvois. So to Rashi, kasher dibra loch, Rashi's bothered where? Where did the Bnei Shalom speak to you about that? Vehi yisem li am li segula. Where does it say? It says in Shmois Yutes, in Parshas Yisroi, Pasuk Hei, vehi yisem li segula. So that's kasher dibra loch when Hashem spoke to you. Pasuk Yutes, ulesitcha elyoin. And to place you above, or to place you, be make you supreme, al kol hagoyim, over all the nations, asher also that he made l'sihila, for praise, l'shem, and for name, l'sifaris, and for glory, v'lihiyoyscha am kadosh l'Hashem l'kecha, and that you shall be a holy nation to Hashem l'kecha, kasher diber, like he spoke. So the Targum says in that it's important to speak it out. He says in Pasuk Yutes, "Ulamitnoch ilo, to place you, to make you above, al kol amamaya, on all nations, the avad that Rebbe Shalom made, l'tushbocho, ulishum, ulervu, ulmehavoch, am kadish kodem Hashem alakach kemodim ali, like he spoke." And Yonis and Ben Uziel says, "Ulmano yaschoin ramin." Lashon of ram is the lashon of heights, meaning you're raised above. You're raised above. Ramah kol goyim Hashem, that He raised you above them. That's l'sitcha elyon. Elyon is lashon of ram. Zokter Ashvi liyoyischa am kadosh kasher dibre ve'yisim likadoshim. Where's kasher dibre? Where did Yonis say you can be am kadosh ve'yisim likadoshim? In ve'yikar chof and parshas kadoshim ve'yisim likadoshim. That brings us up to Revi. Perek Chav Zayin, Vayitzav Moshe v'Zikni Yisrael Esa'om, Leimor, Moshe and the Zikni Yisrael were mitzave the people saying, Shemor es kol ha-mitzvah asher anoichi mitzave eschem ayoyim, b'shem observe all the mitzvah that I am commanding you today. So Rashi, Shemor es kol ha-mitzvah loshen hoive. Grand Bilaz. This is a Lashon of a present Lashon, a present tense Lashon. The Targum says in Yiddish, Ständig Eufiten. That means you should steadily observe in English. You should always observe that you always have to. The Siv Zecham says, Pirush, Heye Shoimer a mitzvah zois tamid. You should always be Shoimer this mitzvah, always, constantly. Loi Lashon Tzivui. It's not a Lashon Tzivui. Dem Kain, Oye Loi Linokeid Hashin Bishva. Should have said, should have had a shvo. Vein levar shum akor. Dem kain sham tishmor mi boilik. My pasoich tiftach. Nasoin titain. Ayn sham in the reim. Pasuk beis. Vahoya bayoyim asher tavru es hayarden. And it shall be on that day that you will cross over the Yarden el oretz to the land asher Hashem lokecha noisim lach that Hashem lokecha has given you. Vakei moise lecha avonim gedoylois. You shall establish for yourself these big stones, these great stones. V'sadata isam basid, and you shall. The Targum says, "Susud yosoin basidu." Cover them over with sid, with lime. Zok the Rashi over here, "Vakimoyzelucha biyardin." You're going to establish for yourself in the Yarden, and afterwards you'll take out from there other ones. And you'll be boina, you'll build a mizbeach in Har Evel. Nimtis HaTa'imer comes out, Shloshim Mini Avonim Hayu, comes out with three types of stones. Shtei Mesrei B'Yarden, 12 by the Yarden, connect them to Gilgal, and connected that they were in Gilgal. Well, what happened by Gilgal? That was in the beginning of Yeshua. We saw in the beginning of Yeshua, Mamash in the beginning of Sefer Yeshua, but that they were maimed over there, the stones in the Gilgal. Or connect them by Har Evel, and then connected that was in Har Evel. Kad Isim Mesach HaSayt, like the Mar says in Sayt, Laflam Hei Amid Beis. Pasuk Gimel v'chasafto aleihen. You shall write on them Eis Kol Divrei HaTorah Zois B'Yavrecha. You should write on it all the words of the Torah. The Targum says Esichtei v'aleihen Yos Kol Pizgomei Oiraisa Hado B'Mebroch B'Dil Diseil. We'll see that in the pasuk. Leman Asher Tavoi El Ha'aretz Asher Hashem Lekechen Noisen Lecha, so that you shall come to the land that Hashem Lekech is giving to you. Eretz Zavas Cholov Udvash. It's a land that flows with milk and honey. Kashadibra Hashem Lekei Avisecha Loch. Like Hashem Lekei Avisecha spoke to you. Pasuk Dalid V'Hoye Bi'Avrechem Esa Yardeim. And it shall be when you cross over the Yardeim. Tokim Weso Avonim Eile. You shall establish these stones Asher Noichim Etzave Eschem Ayoim. Be Har Evel, that I am commanding you today. And Har Evel V'Sadat Oysam Basid. You shall put this sid on them. Like the Targum says, Sud Yason Besidu. Does anybody have a good word for Sid in English? Any of my good friends? Plaster, tar, lime. Yeah? We got the idea. Yeah, we need a good word. I'll let you look it up over here. Oh, there's a chumash. Okay. Alright. Pasuk Hey. Vanisa Sham Mizbeach Lashem Elokecha. And you shall build over there Mizbeach Tashem Elokecha. Mizbach Avonim. A mizbeach of stone, loisanif aleihem barzel. You should not raise upon it barzel, iron. Targum says srim alein, lo srim alein parzel. A parzel we know is iron. Chon. Pasuk vav avanim shleimos tivne. Es mizbeach Hashem lekecha. Complete stones you shall build the mizbeach of Hashem lekecha. Vehalisa alav oilois laHashem lekecha. You shall bring upon it oilois to Hashem elokecha. Pasuk Zayin v'zavachta shlamim, you shall shecht, slaughter shlamim v'yachalta sham, and you shall eat it there. V'samachta lefnei Hashem lekecha, and you shall rejoice before Hashem lekecha. Pasuk Ches v'chasavto al avonim eis kol divrei haTorah zois ba'er heitev. You shall write on these avonim, these stones, all the words of the Torah, of this Torah ba'er heitev. Zok Rashi b'shivim loshein. The Gemara says in Sayyid Laflam and Bezam Amin Aleph. What does it mean ba'er heitev? It means in 70 languages. 70 languages. Which is a pele. I asked this when we learned the Rashi the last time we had it. We had it before, in one of the parashis before. Shivim Loshen, the people, that was for all future doyers, right? That they should know in the future doyers that they're gonna have to have it in that if someone's going to come up and doesn't speak Spanish, right? So then, Shivim Loshen, it's clear. You know the Torah in Spanish. You know the Tzivuyim. But for that doyer, L'chayr had no significance. It had no purpose. Because nobody spoke Spanish then. I'm just giving a dogma Spanish, because Spanish is a language. Then it wasn't a language. Let's say Spanish is one of the Shivim Lashonis.
So that the other nations don't have a Tanya. Because the other nations could come and they can. I don't remember what. I think I remember as well. Because they're going to peel her off, plaster, and take the plaster with them.
That they, well, they'll have access to the Torah.
Yeah,
they'll have access to the Torah. They shouldn't tie it that we wouldn't have understood it.
Talmai.
Talmai. Yeah, yeah.
Because there is flying to every country and that's the country. So all the Russian.
Right. So it was in that, yeah.
Oh. So we made more to find it. He is no Shivim Loshon. That's why he is not the language that
Big Sam Serge spoke.
Yeah,
Tarsi. Yeah. What's the purpose? You're asking, what's the point of putting in Shivim Loshen? So that's bigger what I'm asking. Was it for this door, for this nation right now? Or it's for future Jews? So to say that it's for this door right now, it's not Mistavim. Why? Because they didn't speak these 70 languages. They spoke, the most you'll tell me is they spoke Egyptian because they came from Mitzrayim. and maybe they heard it from their parents. The Doramid died, so maybe they heard Egyptian. But Lashon Kodesh is what they spoke, right? Lashon Kodesh is what they spoke, right? So the most that they you'll tell me is that is what they knew, right? So what's the purpose of Shivan Lashon? I might have to say it's for future Doris. That's what we came at last time. Al Kapon, this is the Gemara over there in Sayyid Alamid Beis. Okay, Pasuk Tes. Vayidaber Moshe ve'akehanim halavim al kol Yisrael leim. Moshe and akehanim halavim spoke to all the Bnei Yisrael saying, Haskes, like Kitargume, Rashi says. What is Haskes? Usually the Taitchim means hearken. What does hearken mean? Atseis, the Targum says. Atseis means to hearken. You know what hearken means? Another word in the lesser? Hearken means to listen, but listen real well. Right? You have to be... Atseis means to... Lishma tov. Not only to...
No?
No, it's not that Lashon?
No. Atseis means...
Yeah.
Listen very well.
So listen what the Evan Ezra says. Perish lefim akoyma ki ein rei aloi. There's no other word like this in the Torah that Evan Ezra speaks out of here. And... There's no other word like this in the Torah. So it means to listen well, haskes, right? Listen real well, like the Targum says, haskes ushma Yisrael, and listen klal Yisrael. Hayoyim hazeh nihiyesa liyom. Today, this day, you became a nation. Lashem leikecha tu, Hashem eloikecha. Zok Rashi, listen to this Rashi. Haskes ketargumai. Hayoyim hazeh niyesa la'am b'chol yoyim yibeinecha kilu hayoyim basa'im b'bris. In every single day it should be in your eyes kilu today you became into the bris with the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is a quote from the Gemara in Brachos Samach Gimel Amud Beis. What's the pshat? So the Siv Zicham says perish midachsiv niyesa la'am la'ashem lukecha v'loik siv tiyeh. Doesn't say tiyeh, it says niyesa la'am mashma shala bris ha'koyit b'kamayot. Mashma, it's going on the original bris. And from the fact that it says that Hayoim Hazeh, so that teaches us that he was meramis to them that every single day it should be ibeinecho kilu today you came in the bris with the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's very chashuv Rashi to know. That's like a lashon of Rashi we had before. Same idea. Oh, bidyuk. Yeah. B'chol yom yibenecho kechadoshim. Same idea. Okay. Pasuk Yud, v'shamata b'koil Hashem likecha, and you shall listen to the koil of Hashem likecha. V'yosisa es mitzvayisav, you shall do his mitzvahs ves chukav and his chukim. That's mitzvahs are with the time. The time we know chukim, our chukim we don't know the time. Asher anoichi mitzavcha ayoyim, that I command you today. Now we mentioned in the beginning that brings up to Chamishi, but it's something to point out here also. We mentioned in the beginning of the Devarim also. What's the difference between Chumash Devarim and the rest of the Chamisha, the rest of the Svarim, Bereishis, Shmois, Vayikra, and Bamidra? What's the difference? Oh, so we said over then that the difference was is that the other ones were said by the Ribbono Shel Olam. That was said and written by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Chumash Dvarim is what it says over here. Asher Anoichi Mitzavcha Hayoyim. That is Moshe Rabbeinu said the words, and then the Ribbono Shel Olam said, okay, now write it in the Torah. But it's Moshe Rabbeinu is the speaker in Chumash Dvarim. And there's rise all through, you see it in Mefurish, so you don't need to write, that's the Metzis. You see it all through the Psukim. I'm just pointing out over here, that's what it says. V'shamata b'koil Hashem alikecho, v'sisa es mitzvayis v'schuko, v'asher noichi mitzavcho ayoyim, that I am commanding you today. You see, it's Moshe Rabbeinu talking. Chayra. Okay, Pasuk Yural, Volume Chamishi. Vayitzav Moshe Salam Bayoyim Uhuleim. Moshe was mitzav of the people but on that day saying, Eile Yamdu Levorich Esa'om. These shall stand to bench the nation, the Klal Yisrael. Al Har Grizim. Be Ovrechem Esa Yardin. On Har Grizim, the mountain of Grizim, when you cross over the Yardin, Shimon, Velevi, Vyehuda, Vyisachar, Vyosef, Vinyamin. These are the Shvatim that you're going to have over here. Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Yosef, Ubin Yamin. So Dr. Ashi, Levorich HaSa'am, Kedi Isim HaSecha Saito, like the Gemara says in Saito, that Flamed Beza Mer Aleph, Shisha Shvatim Olu L'Rosh HaGrizim, six Shvatim went up to the top of HaGrizim, V'Shisha L'Rosh HaRevel, six went up to the top of HaRevel, V'Akehanim, V'Alevim, V'Orim L'Mata B'Emtza, the Kehanim, V'Alevim, and the Orim were on the bottom in B'Emtza, in middle. Hafchu Levim Pneim Klapi Hargrizim. The Levim turned their faces towards Hargrizim. Upaschu Bebrocha. And they started off with the Brocha. Baruch HaIsh Asher Lo Ya'aseh Pesel HaMaseicha. Blessed is a person that doesn't make a Pesel or a Maseicha in any molten image or a graven image. Ve'elu ve'elu Ayin and Amin. Then they both kitas, both groups on both sides answer Amen. Chazru V'Hafchu Pneim Klapi Harevel. Then they turned their faces towards our evil. Upaschu b'klala. They started off with the klala. Ve'aymrim, and they said, "Arur ha'ish asher ya'aseh pesel u'maseicha v'goymer." Cursed is the person that makes this pesel u'maseicha. Ve'elu ve'elu aynu amen. Then they both kitos answer amen. Chazru v'hafchu pneim klapi agrizim. Then they turned back their faces towards our grizim. Ve'amru, they said, "Baruch asher eino makle ove ve'imoy." That someone that doesn't curse his father and his mother. Then they turn their face to Arevel. Chen Kulam goes through all of the Baruchs and the Orus. Ad Or Asher Lo Yakum till Orur Asher Lo Yakum. So it's very important. The Rashi before in Parshas Akev, it's important to point it out. It was Kema Ben Zmanim, so a lot of times it's overlooked. Parshas Akev, right? Akev Re'e and Shoiftim, Simonech Eres, Eres Dvoi. A lot of times, it's Eres usually means like a bed or a crib or something. So that, yeah, no, so it comes out Bein Zmanim. Yeah, that's Bein Zmanim comes out. So Lamaisa, you look at it, you overlook it. So Rashi, I just want to point out what it says over there. He says like this: Klapi hargrizim hoifchin pneim b'paschu b'brocha baruch yesh asher lo ya'aseh pesel maseicha kol arurim shebeparsha amru tchila b'loshen baruch. This he points out over there. All the arurim that are mentioned in this parsha, they said first b'loshen baruch ve'achga chafchu pneim klapi harevel paschu b'klol. Then afterwards they turned their faces towards harevel and they started off with the klola. But the first thing was baruch. Start off with the bracha first. The positive. What do you learn from there? Start off with the positive. Right? You don't start with the negative. Yeah? Baruch. First baruch. It's very important to point out. That's why you have to have bekiyus in all the rashis, right? Because divrei Torah is ashirim b'mokim acher, echad v'aniyim b'mokim acher, right? Aniyim b'mokim acher, ashirim b'mokim acher. So if you have a broad bekiyus in it, so you know Rashi over there in Akev, right? And you know Rashi over here in Kisavai. And that's what Moisef Rashi did at Big Chesed, the printers, they put it into this Rashi. The Chumash is a poshut. When you're learning this Rashi, you see what he says over there, and it's mamash nagei d'inyan. So one thing's mashon the other thing. Okay? So now the Kliyakar, it's very important to point out, the first line of the Kliyakar, he says like this. It says, Eile yamdu levorich esa'om. He says, by the klolis, it doesn't say they will stand to be mekalil. What's the pshat? So he's betzim asking Akashi, you're sitting down on your Shabbos table this week, Mitzvah Shem. Someone's going to say, you have a good word to say. So he'll say, let me ask you a question. Now it's after Chamishi, so a lot of people don't get it. But I'll tell it to you, tell him. Like this. It says, why does it say, by the brochis, Eile yamdu levarech esa'om? But by the klolos, it says doesn't say eli yamdu lekal esam, right? Posh the kasha. So you'll tell him over the kliyaker. Kliyaker says like this: lefisha toivos boys meis Hashem bepoil, because toivos come from the Ribbono Shel Olam bepoil. Avala klolos einem boyim kimi atzmo. The klolos come from themselves. I'm reading from the kliyaker now. Al yedei astaras pon of his baruch, by the Ribbono Shel Olam being master is pon him kimi pi elyon leseitze arois. From the Ribbono Shel Olam, no bad comes out, no evil comes out, like it says in Eicha Gimel Lamed Ches. Lekach Nemer, it says Ve'ele Yamdu Al Klolo. That therefore it says they will stand Al Klolo. V'loy Lekalil, Kim Liyayet Bias Al Klolis. V'adaver B'Safik Im Yevoyu Aloy. It's just going to tell you that Klolis could come. Now it's a Safik if it's going to come or not. Kim Yachashen Im Boyim Kim Bastaris Ponim. Since they don't come, unless the Ribbono Shel Olam was master Ponim from Klal Yisrael, Im Kena Dayin Adaver Toli by Roya Samarochas. It's Toli in the Roya, the instructions in the Marocha of what the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to do. Ayin Shem for a beautiful pshat for the rest of it, but to be Makatsi right now. Let's see Pasuk Yud Gimel. Yeah. What? The Yisaita I wanted to bring out is like this. Toivis, when Ribbono Shel Olam brings good, he brings a bit foil. When the klolos come out, So it's not pshat. It's the Baruch Shem brings a klal of bepoil. The Baruch Shem just is master his ashkocha. That's the it's astaris pon of his baruch. It's a hester pon of his. It's a shlili. Kilo the Baruch Shem just smooths it out. That's just answers. That's why eli yamdu levarach asam. Why? Because it's bepoil. It's a lashon of amida. The Baruch Shem is oimid, right? Levarach by bracha. But by klala, all it is, it's snapshot. He's doing a ma'ase bepoil. Baruch Shem is doing a ma'ase bepoil. What is he doing? He's being master, his master ponov from and removing his ashkocha from you. That answers the kasha. But I'm just mamish being mekatzer because you see with his arichas that he has over here, you'll see the thing. But if someone asks you for a quick vort, you ask him why is over here it says lami yamdu and why but eile yamdu levarachasam and over here it says eile doesn't say eile yamdu lekaul esam. There it's his poshet a svar. He's telling a svar. Tadbi mechal. Okay. Pasuk Yud Gimel ve'ele yamdu ala klala. These shall stand ala klala ve'harevel and harevel. Reuven, God, v'osher, uzvulun, don, v'naftoli. These shvatim shall stand by the klala. Zot Rash, Pasuk Yud Agav, the Baal Turim speaks out, Grizim is gematria habrocha yi eboi. Habracha yi ebo. Brocha, habrocha yi eboi. Yihye boy is gematria grizim, and you can check it out. It's very hard to catch the Baal Turim on a gematria, but ayin shom, okay. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Also, we saw pasuk. Let's see pasuk Yud Dal. V'yonu alavim v'yamru el kolish Yisrael koil rom. The Levim answered, and they said el kolish Yisrael to all the ish, all the people of Klal Yisrael, but koil rom in a loud voice. Bekala Roma, the Targum says. So there's a Rashi in Shir Shirim. Good idea, then maybe one day we'll get there. Shir Shirim Beis Yud. It says, "Va'anu alavim loshen aniyah v'loshen sa'aka koil Roma." Whenever it says loshen aniyah in the psukim in Ksuvim, right? It's a loshen sa'aka that means koil Roma, right? Va'yitzakul b'nei Yisrael el Hashem. Yeah, it means shout, but the koil rom. Shout means loud. And see, that's what he's saying. Pasha, it means shout, not whispering. Ze binyan av lekulam. That was the nekuda I want to just point out. Ze binyan av lekulam. This is a binyan av to all of them. They have to see the truth about the pasuk over there. He's going on, but he's just quoting on the pasuk. Al kapanim loshen aniyah, loshen tzaka is loshen to shout, to speak up, but it has to be the koil rom, out loud. That was a Rashi in Shir Hashirim. Beis Yud, if anybody looks it up and lets me know, I have a lot of Koros HaToiv to them. Because Parshas Kisavli is the Parsha of Koros HaToiv, like we saw in the beginning of the Parsha, right? So I have a lot of Koros HaToiv. Ain't Chakofri Toiv, Rashi says. If anybody looks it up, so we got to practice what we preach, so we have to, you know, have a Koros HaToiv. Okay. Pasuk Tezvov, thank you. Oro Ish Asher Yasef Fesel Umaseicho Toyavas Hashem Masi Yidei Chorosh V'som basoser, cursed is the person that makes a pesel maseicha, these graven molten images. Toyevas Hashem, it's an abomination. Ribon Shlom, ma'isim dechorosh, these ma'isim that they carve out. V'som basoser, and they put it in hiding. Mashvi b'sister Tagim says, abomination of toyeva. V'anu chalom v'amr amen. And all the people answered, and they said, "Amen, amen." That's the translation. Yeah. What? Oh, that's what you said. Okay. Tazayin or makle ofi v'imoy. Cursed is makle. What's makle? So Rashi says, "Mizalzil, loshen v'nikol achicha le'inecha." Right? I think the end of the pasuk is le'il chafei gimel. That we had in last week's parsha, right? Parsha kiseitze. No. Yeah, yeah, to be mezalzel him tonight. To I didn't translate it. What do you mean to shame him? Yeah, because you're saying to make him zol, you know, to make him cheap in the person's eyes. Yeah, but that's in like that's what lashon comes from. You're right. Mezalzel, you said you bothered. Rashi should have used a different word. Rashi just said levayeshoto, right? What mezalzel? Tetz says that's what zilzel is. And the chazilzel gadol mezul, but that's. Without him saying, in his mind, he thinks that Mizal. So it made it to
in front of him.
Oh, very good.
In front of him,
yeah.
Which is in his heart, it's in his house.
It's a good vote. No, that's good. That's good. That's even believe, even without saying it out. And Kolsch can't say it out. Kolsch can't say it out. Very good. Good. The Ebenezer says it's a Lashon Koloin. Poel Yoitze. It's a Lashon Koloin. It's a Lashon of disgrace or shame, like Harav Devir was saying. Right? Yeah. Chacham. Okay? That's what he's saying. Pasuk Tes
Tezain,
right? We said it, right? Or makla aviv v'imoy v'amar kalam amen. Curses the person that's that ashames his father and his mother, or he disgraces them, and all the people said amen. Pasuk Tezain, or masik gvul reyehu. Cursed is the man that's masik gvul. He goes into the boundary of his friend. The Omar Kala Om Amen, and all the whole nation said Amen. So to Ashi Masik Vul Machziroi Lachoyrov Vigoin of Akarka. So the border, there's a fence that marks the border, let's say. So, or even if it's not a fence, it's something else that's Mesamein the border. He goes and he moves it back. He says, okay, I just got a little bit more land, right? And he's going of the Karka. That, he gets an Or. Lashon Vahusag Ochor. He was, like pushed back. Nasaygu ochor is other shyness you have, right? That he was pushed back. And that's the pasuk Rashi is bringing is in Yeshayo Nuntes Yudalit. Okay. Now the Ebenezer speaks out, it's important to speak out. Masik Vulrayu, Kihu Dovar Nistor. This is something that's a Dovar Nistor, it's something hidden. Umashke Iva Gamkin La Yuchla Farasi Mishesh Geu. And someone that's Mashke Iva makes a blind person. Literally means a blind person, but it means someone gives a stumbling block before someone that needs a etzero, whatever it is. He can't be mefarsim who did it to him, because this is all beseisa. These things are beseisa. Pasuk yitches orer mashke iver badorech. Cursed is the man that literally means he leads astray a blind person on the path. The Targum says lit the atei avira baorcho. The Omar Kala Om Amen, and all the nation said Amen. Everybody said Amen. Mashke Iver Zakrashi Hasuma Badovor. Someone who's blind in an Indian. Umasi Eitzero. What does this fellow do? He goes and gives him a bad Eitzel. Let's see one more Pasuk, and then with that we'll complete today's share. Pasuk Yotes. Or Mate Mishpot. Curses the man that tilts the Mishpot. Ger Mishpat Ger Yasam Vialmono, the Mishpat, the judgment of a Ger, a Yasam and an Almono. The Omar Kalam Amen, and the old people said Amen. There's no Rashi on this, so we might as well get to Chavdalit. Not everybody's to the next Rashis. Or Shaykh Vimeshis Aviv, Kigilo Knaf Aviv, curses the person that lies with the wife of his father, because he was Magala, the Knaf of his father. Knaf usually means corner, by the way I understand it, no?
Privacy.
Like, no, it's like
clothes. The lesson of clothes. What does the Targum say on this?
No, if it's part of a
Gali Kanfa.
The
what? It's
the edge of his
father. The edge. That's what it means, Kipshuta, yeah? I'm just curious about the Rashi says Gali Kanfa. It's interesting. The Torah uses the lashonis of a lashon noki, but Kanfa, okay, but we know what the Torah is. Ve'omar kol amameh, everybody said amen. Pasuk of Aleph, or sheichavim kol behema, curses a person that lies with any behema. Ve'omar kol amen. And the whole nation said amen. Pasuk of Beis, or sheichavim achoisoi, bas aviv, oi bas imoi, curses a person that lies with his sister, that's bas aviv, the daughter of his father, oi bas imoi, daughter of his mother. Ve'omar kol amameh, everybody said amen. Pasuk of Gimel, or sheichavim chaisante, curses the person that lies with his mother-in-law. Right? The Targum says, lit, the ishkovim chamoisei. The Omar Kolom Amen, and all the people said Amen. And tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, will have to continue with Or Makariyeu Basaser. The Omar Kolom Amen. Bezos Hashem. Thank you.